that's ludicrous. I know it sounds cliche. When she walks into the room, she brings a brighter day. Can't help but watch her every move while I pretend to look away. Smitten, bound, and gagged, but if I got a chance, I'd say.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Here in the United States of America, it is a holiday. It's Memorial Day. Now, for those of you who are not in the United States and are not familiar with our holidays, you may not be familiar with this holiday. We have two holidays that give us the opportunity to officially, well, more than that, but two that are really set aside to officially recognize members of our armed forces. One is Veterans Day, and on Veterans Day, we celebrate and attempt to say thank you to all who serve or who have served in uniform in any branch of our military. And then Memorial Day is a bit more specific because it is the time when we pause to say thanks to all of those who have given their lives in service to our country. So just about every country has a day like that. You may call it something else. But you have a day when you remember and you say thanks to those and you say thanks for those who have died in service to your country. And that's what it is here today. It is Memorial Day. And it's a time when a lot of people, you know, they travel. Lots of people in parts of the country, you know, they go outside and barbecue, and it's a big day. In keeping with Memorial Day, I want to say thanks to all of the men and women who have died in service to our country, and do so by saying it to the surviving family members. And you know, I've written this before, and I've actually written it many times. I can only stand in awe of those who have served and given their lives for me to be free. These days, I also tack on to that. I stand in solemn awe of those who have given their lives so that I can have freedom, and in contempt for those who would try to make me their subject. And, you know, people, amazing people. It's your next door neighbor. It's the kid down the street. The ones you just take for granted, and yet they are amazing people who volunteer and who go and serve and give their lives for the rest of us to have freedom. And there's just not any way to adequately say thank you. But during this next break, during this first break, we'll be playing some music that is in honor of them. And because this happens all over the world, it's sort of a universal song. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we shall return right after this. All of the music used here at the Kevin Smith Show is from independent artists. Most of it from independent artists at musicalley.com. Go over to musicalley.com. Check out thousands of artists and thousands of great independent tunes. Musicalley.com. Well, once again, our automation software did weird stuff. So, anyway, welcome back. And We are about to embark upon an amazing journey into some very strange stuff. Before we do that, I want to say that, you know, I'm here because you have a right to know and because you matter. And because of that, we do special things from time to time, and one of the special things that's coming up is Seminar Saturday. Now, Seminar Saturday, what is it? Well, I have done a number of live seminars over the years, and they are captured on video. And the three that we keep getting requests for are Mars, the Fading Fog, Gods in the Garden, and Angels, Nephilim, and Anunnaki. And so Seminar Saturday is coming up this coming Saturday, June the 1st, and you will be able to view all three of those seminars, one right after the other, and then they will repeat. We'll do it twice because we know there are people in other time zones where it may not be so convenient, and it still may be inconvenient in some time zones. We understand that. But, you know, we're going to do the best we can. And so these three seminars are all sizzling hot, packed with information and packed with all kinds of illustrations. And I think you don't want to miss this. Now, we used to do something that we called the iConferences. And so we had these conferences, and you'd pay like $10. And then you had speakers all day from all over the country. And the very first one, boy, it was gangbusters. And the next one was pretty good, and you know, in terms of response. And the next, and well, we barely had anybody that participated because people just after a little while, they go, oh, well, ho-hum, and they just don't pay attention. And then after those seminars, I mean, after those conferences, I would get an email from people saying, well, I didn't know anything about it, but we would announce it and announce it and announce it and announce it and announce it for weeks before we did one. And well, I didn't know anything about it. And, you know, so anyway, I finally just discontinued those because people weren't paying attention. So what I'm telling you is you better pay attention. This is only coming around once. And it may be several years before we do anything like this again. It's coming around Saturday. It's $10. And you get Mars, the Fading Fog. These are full seminars. Okay, they were captured when I did them live. And so full seminars, and Mars, the Fading Fog, Gods in the Garden, that was the very first live one that I did. And I was still broadcasting from Arizona back then. But that one, and then Angels, Nephilim, and Anunnaki. Now, I got email from people when I originally did Angels, Nephilim, and Anunnaki. I got email from people who said, well, I talked to so-and-so who watched the seminar on Angels, Nephilim, and Anunnaki, and they said it was really, really good. I thought it was going to be like some religious thing, so I didn't do it. When are you going to do it again? And the answer has been never. And it still is never. It came, it went, and if you missed it, you missed it, except we did capture it, and so you can get in on it. You can watch it on Saturday. You think you know what the Nephilim are? You think you know what angels are? I guarantee you, unless you've seen this seminar, you don't. You just don't. You may think you do, but you don't. So you want to be sure that you tune in, and it takes a ticket. It's $10. In order to get that ticket, on my website, if you can miss where you're supposed to click, you are blind and way, way beyond being able to watch the seminars. It's a gigantic banner that goes all the way across the page right at the top. You click it, do your $10, and then immediately you'll be taken to a registration page. immediately after you register, you're going to get an email with all the information in it, how to watch, what the password is, and all that. So all I can do is tell you, and then when it, after it's over, I bet you I'm going to get email from people that say, I didn't know anything about it. We started talking about it last week. I'm talking about it now. I'll talk about it all week this week, and there will be people who say, I didn't know. All I can do is tell you. All right. Also on Saturday, for those of you who are members, is our monthly chat. Also, all I can do is tell you. It's the first Saturday of the month, so I'll be in the chat room at Showtime, and I hope you'll be there. All right, now tonight, we're going to dive into some really, really strange stuff. It is on Mars. And, you know, there's just such a wealth of evidence coming from Mars. Most everything that we look at these days, and most everything that everybody talks about these days, is what's coming from the Curiosity rover. You know, we've still got another rover working up there, Opportunity. And it was only supposed to last like 90 days or so, and it's in its 10th year. Maybe it's 11th year. It's a workhorse. It just keeps working. So we're going to look at some photographs from Opportunity tonight that are really amazing. And then we will open up the telephone lines, and I would like to hear from you. I want you to join the conversation, and the way you do that is you dial that number when we open the telephone lines, okay? Opportunity. Well, Opportunity has been on Mars now, as I say, for 10, maybe 11 years. Still just a workhorse. It's got a few problems, but they got it. It still runs. Spirit rover, you know, it was kind of like twin rovers. They arrived on Mars really close together in time, not in geographical distance, but in time. And so both of them have been just sending back tons and tons of pictures now for a long time. But then Spirit died. It finally just could work no more, and it died. But Opportunity is still workable. Still functioning. And so both of these rovers have sent back amazing photographs, and nobody out there in mainstream media seems to pick up on it. Now, I want you to understand that if I can do it, they can do it. Okay? There's no magic to what I do. If I can do it with my scant resources, they can do it with their bank vaults full of resources. But they don't. And that is why the Kevin Smith Show exists. The very first picture is a black and white picture. And what we see is just, you know, a typical Martian scene out there in the near distance. We're looking at a big hill, and about three quarters of the way up that hill, there's something white sticking up, and it looks like there's a shadow behind it. And I really don't have a lot to say about this picture except wow, because when you zoom in on it, I've read some posts in some forums where they say this is an angel. I don't know how they can tell that, you know. But what it looks like is some guy in a spacesuit. It's pretty clear too when you zoom in on it. Looks like somebody in a, I wouldn't say a spacesuit, but an environmental suit that is very, very phosphorescent. In other words, it's daytime and it's glowing anyway. The thing that looks like a shadow, I'm not sure what that is. I ran that through all kinds of processing. It's not a shadow. Well, certainly not a shadow of this being. That may be a large rock right behind him and casting its shadow to the left. That may be the case, but it's not his shadow. I've looked at I ran it through all kinds of processing, looked at it through various different filters, and nothing makes it more clear than just the black and white picture. But what is that? And I think maybe the question might be more appropriate to ask, who is that? It certainly appears to be an upright bipedal being, very phosphorescent, appears to have some kind of special suiting on, just from the crinkly shape of the suiting. It looks like some kind of special suiting. You cannot distinguish a face, you can't distinguish features, anything like that, but you can tell it's bipedal. It looks like left arm is front and kind of from the elbow folded in front in front of the being. I don't know. I don't know what that is. I'm just describing what it looks like. I have no idea what that is, but what that is not, it is not a geological natural thing. Whatever it is, it ain't that. It actually looks like it may be either walking toward the rover or maybe walking away from the rover. It's hard to tell. From the position of the feet, it's hard to tell, but it does appear to be on the move. It's a still shot, so we just have to guess. And nobody in mainstream media, as far as I know, ever talked about that. Okay, now, on my website, I've got a very unusual picture for tonight's show. It shows typical gray alien. He's got a bottle of beer in his hand, and he's got a big tall glass with poured about half full of beer in the other hand. And then it shows a metal container, like a tin container. And that's actually an antique container. It's rectangular and tall. And it actually is a container for castor oil. And so you've probably wondered, you know, just what the heck is that all about? Well, I think you'll come to understand what that's all about as we go through the series of pictures that I will be showing, and then for those who are listening, describing for you. Now, the very first picture that we're going to look at is from the Opportunity rover. Again, a typical Mars picture. It's real, you know, it's red. All the ground is a sandy red, and even the sky is red. And for me, that's the clue right there. The sky, that's the clue that red has been added to this. And every time I see red added to a picture from Mars, I know it's there to cover something up. And so the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to show a comparison side by side with the picture as it came from NASA, and side by side with the picture as it looks without the red filter. So on the left side of this picture, you can see it with NASA's red filter in it. On the right side of that same picture, I've stripped out the red filter. So that's what you're looking at. And maybe it's easier if you just compare it when I take the red filter away. Those who are looking, those who are watching, look right now and watch. Okay, now here we go. We're going to go side by side. And now we're going to take the red filter away. Pretty astounding, isn't it? Because what we are left with is a sky that is not red. The ground is actually a deeper red than the picture that NASA gave us. The picture that NASA gave us had it all, you know, fuzzed and sandy and, you know, it's just hazy looking. And it's a lighter red than the real color of that picture. NASA, of course, saw a picture very like what our viewers are seeing right now, which is a picture of Mars without red haze. And so in the foreground here, we see, you know, a fairly red soil. Beyond it, I mean, there's a berm there. And beyond that berm, everything is dark and appears to be primarily dark blue, as we'll see in some of the zooms of this photograph. But what I want to ask you to do is cast your eye across the photograph and see what do you see. When I first looked at this, let me explain this picture before we really get into it. I have a bunch of photographs of Mars that I have downloaded for various shows, and they go in a folder. For instance, Mars is a folder, and inside that folder is another folder. And one says Opportunity, one says Spirit, one says Curiosity. Now we have that one. And then pictures that are not from either one of those rovers just go into the Mars folder by itself and not into one of the subfolders. So this is in the Opportunity folder, and I have used this picture for something in the past, fairly recent past, but I do not have the link stored there, okay? I just have the picture. So you'll have to go over to Mars, Opportunity Rover, Raw Images, and just search, and you'll find this. But here's the point. The point is that this is a picture that when you look at it, that it doesn't appear that there's anything really spectacular going on here. So what you're looking at, those who are watching, is exactly the same. It's exactly the same picture as the one with all the haze in it. The only difference is I stripped all the haze out. And so you're looking at what NASA saw, except theirs would have been much higher resolution. They get the best stuff, of course. They get the cream of the crop. Now, we're going to step away for a break, and when we come back from this break, we're going to take a look at some specific locations in this picture, and I think you're going to be absolutely astounded at what you're going to see in this picture. I know I was. All right, we'll be back right after this. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about this amazing picture, although it didn't strike me as amazing when I first saw it. In fact, it seems to me that when I used this picture originally, I didn't even strip the red out. I think I would have remembered all of this stuff had I stripped the red out, because I would have seen it. I think I just used it as a illustration in passing, maybe as a backing illustration for you know, the picture that I put on the website each day. Maybe I did that. I don't recall stripping the red out of this, but once I did strip the red out of it and saw the dramatic difference, I also saw a lot of stuff. Now, before we get into this picture, I want you to take a look at my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Scroll down till you see the picture about tonight's show. And there are two things in this picture that are important. One is the beer bottle that the little alien is holding, not because of its shape, but because of its color. Beer bottles, lots and lots of wine bottles, are dark colored, like, and bottles used for other things as well, but that dark glass like that, and it's to protect what's inside from ultraviolet radiation. Now, the other thing to notice is this can. It's a rectangular metal can. I'm guessing that's probably 2 gallons, something like that. And it is rectangular. It's made of metal. We've all seen certain products that come in cans like that still today, although that's an antique can. But I want you to notice its shape, and notice that around the top of it, it has a bevel, or not a bevel, a rim all the way around the rectangular can right at the top. That's the seam where they put the top on, and they either welded or pressed it into that seam. Now, the reason that's important is because as I looked at this picture, you may see it, maybe you don't. I do. I can see it quite clearly, the can and the bottle. What? Yes, the can and the bottle. So we'll zoom in, and we can see it. Now, this entire scene, I'll come back to that, but this entire scene, once you begin to examine everything that's on the ground, you see things that clearly are rocks, but you also see a lot of things that make it appear. I told one person today that this looks like somebody's kitchen exploded. And there's a lot of debris and a lot of stuff that appears to be manufactured and not geological. So let's go back. Let's zoom back in. Right in the middle of your picture, you can see the rectangular can with the seam around the top. It appears to have been blown open. It's like half of the can. We can see the top. I think the rest of it is laying below it there. I think that's the rest of it. It's been blown apart. But look on the left side of it, and you can see a bottle that is dark and is leaned up against, it looks like a bottle anyway, it's a dark glass. You can even see some shiny reflection on the rounded part, and it appears, although I cannot say for sure, that it still has a piece of labeling on it. You can't read the label, but it appears to still have some label wrapped around it. And that's probably not the case. It's, you know, but it looks kind of like that. But you can see the bottle and you can see the can, and there it lays right there in Opportunity's photograph. Now, that would indicate, would it not, that somebody else has been there? But let's consider the question, what is it that they're trying to hide? Now, perhaps that's what they were trying to hide, but then why did they do the whole picture? Why didn't they just airbrush that out? Well, I think there's something perhaps even more significant, and that is right in front of your eyes. Take a look at the picture, and what do you see? Well, probably you won't see it until I point it out, but you might. How about a stream, a pretty good-sized stream of flowing water? Do you see it? Probably you don't, because you expect it to be blue. But its water is clear, and it's flowing over what color dirt? Red. So let's zoom in, and I'll begin to show you why I think that may be water. So I'm going to zoom in. I'll zoom back out. Keep your eye on that big rock that's out there in the middle of your picture. Keep your eye on it so you'll see where it is as I zoom out. All right, here we go. We're going to go back in, and let me point out some things. When I first looked at this, I thought, that looks like water. No, well, maybe not. Maybe that's just sand that has piled up there. And it could be, but I don't think so, and I want to tell you why I don't think so. First of all, for those who are listening, we see a big, dark rock laying out in the middle of this stream, if it is a stream. On the near side, the side closest to us, if this is water, we see exactly what we would expect from flowing water hitting that rock, and it is piling up. It's splashing up on the side of that rock, and it's frothy and even splattering high above the rock. But the real telltale sign here for me is not that. I mean, that looks like water splashing against that rock. The real telltale sign, if you look carefully, you can see ripples in a semicircle back this way, back towards you from that rock. You see that? You see those ripples in a semicircle? It's exactly what would happen as that water hits that rock. Unless it was a torrent of water. It's not a torrent of water, but that's exactly what you would expect to see. It hits the rock, it bounces back, it makes ripples coming back. And I can see the semicircle of ripples. Do you see it? It's very faint. Do you see it? There is a semicircle of ripples as wide as that rock. So when I saw this, I said, well, what would happen if I look downstream from this? Because let's back off where you can see this rock is to the right side of our picture. And we can see this is flowing to the left, and we can even see that it's flowing somewhat downhill to the left in our picture, if it's water. So let's go back to the rock and then move downstream. As we move downstream, I see some very interesting things that again tell me this is water, flowing liquid water. On the left side, I've put a little arrow and marked waves. Look at it carefully. Then I've marked something that says submerged structure. Actually looks like a walkway that goes from one bank across to the other bank. I don't know what it is, but we can see that it is submerged because look at the left side of it as you have the waves piling up on top of it. Well, it still could be sand, couldn't it? Well, it's a little more difficult, but yeah, you could still say that. But what about that reflection on the far bank over there? Reflection in the water of what's up on the bank. Now, that's a little more difficult with sand, although I know people are going to say, nah, you've heard of mirages, right? Well, a mirage is just a reflection, you know, and it's okay, I understand that. That's not what this is. All right. But if you're still having trouble with whether that's liquid water or not, how about if I could show you a pump? Now think about that. Would you install a pump to pump sand? What if I can show you a pump that someone manufactured, installed, ran a pipe out into the creek, and is running water off back behind it? Would that do it for you? Well, I'm like Perry Mason, you know. I wouldn't bring that up unless I could do that. So let's go back upstream, almost to the rock. You remember that first rock we looked at? As a matter of fact, let me just put that back up on the screen. Okay, that rock is extending from the far bank out into the stream toward the left bank, our bank, from our perspective. Almost directly across from that is the pump. Sorry about that. Here we go. There it is. In this picture, you can see that rock at the top of your picture. But look at the pump on the left side. You can see it appears there is a pipe extended out into the stream in front. And this thing is shaped, if you can imagine, it's either a sphere with a half sphere on this end of it towards us. For instance, where maybe there are some controls, I don't know. Or it's hard to tell because of the angle of the camera here. It might be shaped like a beer keg with a half sphere on this end, with an opening in that half sphere, a little rectangular opening. It's setting on what is clearly a manufactured platform, looks like maybe concrete. Now, do I know for sure that's a pump? No, I don't know for sure that's a pump. Do I know for sure it looks just like pumps I've seen all over planet Earth? Yeah, I know for sure it looks just like pumps I've seen all over planet Earth. And I have yet to see geology on Earth create a pump. But, I mean, I suppose anything is possible, right? All right, so let's take a look at this pump again. Folks, the stream is directly in front of that pump. You can see the pipe extending out into the edge of the stream. You can see at the top of the picture that big rock I talked about where the water is splashing up against it, and we're seeing ripples. I can see the ripples in this picture. We see a semicircle of ripples coming back from the rock. And right out there, because that rock is there, and it may be there on purpose to cause a deeper pool of water, right out there in what would ostensibly be a deeper pool of water, there is a pipe connected to what looks like a pump sitting on a constructed platform. Where is this in the overall picture? You can see it's right there beside the stream. But that's not the only interesting thing about this pump. All right, let's pull back just a little bit. Well, we got to take a break. We'll return right after this break and we'll pick up right there at the pump. All right. right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and our discussion of these pictures from the Opportunity rover. Now, it's not the new Curiosity rover. This is the old Opportunity rover. We've taken a shot that Opportunity made. It's just a landscape shot. And looking off into the distance, but we can see things close up and in pretty good detail right here in the foreground. Really good detail. And I've pointed out that there is evidence here for, you know, a stream, liquid water stream. And then we looked at a couple of spots on that stream and seeing evidence that it appears to be water. And then we look back upstream, and there is what appears to be a pump. And this pump has what looks like a pipe sticking out into the stream. It's mounted on a some kind of platform. But I want you to note that to the left of that pump, there is, let's see if I can find this. Here we go. To the left of that pump, there's a line of rocks. Now, it is hard for me to see this, and it may be impossible for you to see it, but it appears to me that these are rocks that line a culvert or ditch. Now, at this point, you may be saying, oh, well, I think you're reaching there. Well, maybe, but follow the pipeline out into the water. Follow that pipeline back to the pump. Keep moving in that same angle across the picture, and you see that line of rocks. If we follow that line of rocks all the way over to the left of the picture, there's a pool of water. That's what it looks like. Fair-sized pool of water. Now, if you will look closely, you may have to get right up on your screen to see this. It looks like it's got ripples in that water. The picture that people are seeing now is the first picture, the main picture, without the red haze, and I have marked with green arrows everything that we've looked at up close. We started out on the left side of the picture at the bottom. There are two arrows, and if you continued those arrows on and didn't let them stop where they stopped, they would make a V. You see that? And what is that? That's where the bottle is. That's where that rectangular can is. We have looked at a big rock out in the water, and I've shown you from this photograph why I think it is water. Not only the splashing of the water up on the rock, we can see that it's frothy, but we also see the, you know, for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction, and we see that in the ripples coming back away from that rock, and that semicircle of ripples that you should be able to barely see on your screen. We look downstream and we still see ripples in the water. We see some type of submerged structure like a walkway going across that creek. We see waves, and we see that walkway disappearing under those waves. We see a reflection, all indicating liquid water. We go back upstream, and we see a pump or something that looks exactly like pumps look here on Earth. And it has what looks like a pipe going right out into the creek. We back off from it, and we can see that behind this pump, moving to the left at the same angle as that pipe, is a line of rocks piled up, which I think are lining a narrow ditch or culvert. I can't prove that. It just seems to me that that's the case, because when we look at the other end of that line of rocks, we see water coming out. And we see a pool of water. That's what it looks like. And if you get up, as I said, get up close to your screen, you can even see, it looks like ripples in the water. So there's a lot of stuff in this picture. I asked the question at the beginning, why would NASA install haze like this? Because you can see almost none of these details in the hazed picture. But whenever I strip the haze out and you see the picture NASA saw, you can see, I think, exactly why they hazed it. They obscured it to keep us from seeing those details. Liquid water, if that's what that is, and I think it is, but liquid water would indicate that what they say about the conditions on Mars is totally inaccurate. They say it cannot exist, and yet it does, and they have admitted from their own evidence that it does, but their official story still is that it can't, and that Mars is pretty much bone dry. I don't think so. I think Mars is pretty wet. And here's a stream. I think this is a stream. And that would indicate that life like us, I'm talking about biologically like us, that has to have water and has to have oxygen, may actually still live there. Life like us may actually still be there right now. Why would I say that? Because if you have liquid water, you got lots of oxygen. And you have an atmosphere that's pretty thick, pretty dense. Not Earth-like, probably, but a whole lot closer to Earth-like than we've been told. It's pretty thick. In order for that oxygen and hydrogen to get together and bond into H2O. So you may have actual breathable amounts of oxygen there. And if I'm correct, you have liquid water there. The existence of what looks like a bottle and a provisions can, a rectangular tall can, with a seal lip around the top of it, means somebody pretty much like us has been there. Don't know what happened, but it all looks destroyed. The presence of something that looks exactly like pumps look here on this planet, with a pipe extending out into what looks like water, the presence of that indicates somebody very intelligent has been there and technologically advanced. You know, my mom is pretty elderly. I was telling her about this today. I called her and I was telling her what I'd found in this picture, and she was very excited. She said, it's eerie, but it's really exciting. And then she asked the $64 billion question. Well, why don't they tell us what they found? Good question, isn't it? The motives for not telling us are probably endless. That is a bottomless pit of excuses and lies. But they don't tell us. they are a government agency, and you know, NASA is Department of Defense. It's not civilian. It's Department of Defense. So I'm not surprised when they say, don't tell the people anything. That doesn't surprise me. What does surprise me and disappoint me, really, is that mainstream media who could do this don't. It's disappointing. You know, I mean, they used to be the bastions of discovery and truth. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. For those of you joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. Delighted you are here. Let me remind you about the seminar Saturday coming up this coming Saturday, June the 1st. And tickets are on sale now. It happens all very automatically. It has all been tested and is running smoothly. And so all you have to do is click that big banner on my website that says Seminar Saturday. It'll take you to the page with information and a button where you can click it and buy your ticket. As soon as you finish at PayPal, you should be transported over to a registration page. And after you register, you will automatically receive an email with your ticket confirmation and viewing information in it. So it's all very, very quick. In a matter of 2 minutes, you got your ticket, okay? Get it, because, you know, if you think, well, I'll pass it up and I'll get it next time when it comes around. It's not coming around again, all right? It's been years since some of these seminars have been aired. We captured them when I did them live, and now's your opportunity, if you miss those, to get in on them. So go over there, read about it, click on the banner. The banner will take you to the page with some information about the seminars. And then you can purchase your ticket as well, okay? We are talking about some amazing photographs from Mars, from not the Curiosity rover, but from Opportunity, the old one that's hanging around. The old one's still doing good. Telephone number is 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. And if you'd like to participate in tonight's show, give me a call. If you're outside the USA and outside of Canada, you may call us or use the flash message option on the website. Invariably, we have people from the USA that try to use the flash message option. You get dumped. You can fill it out, and you click submit, and it flashes on my screen, message from USA deleted. I don't even see it, okay? So if you have something to say, God gave you a mouth and a telephone. All right, 623-444-5889. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
That pump thing resembles the irrigation pump I used back in the 70s a lot.
Uh-huh, it does.
But you're missing one thing.
What am I missing?
That thing, if it is a pump, it needs lubrication.
Well, I mean, if there were people at one time there, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no indication that it's running now.
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly, because if that lower reservoir has even a little bit of water in it,
mm-hmm.
that water had to be pumped uphill to go into that ditch.
Not necessarily. If that ditch has eroded out, it could be draining into there. But I think the evidence that the ditch is there is the pool at the other end.
Yeah, but if it was draining into there, it would be a lot. It would be, I think it would have eroded away, have a more substantial flow into it than just the... That's my impression.
Yeah, I don't see any indication that pump is still working. It looks rather eroded to me.
Yeah.
And, it does... It might be. I mean, who the heck knows, but... I don't think it is. And like I say, if you grab this picture and just scan around all over this picture, this whole area looks like somebody's kitchen blew up. I mean, I didn't even begin to zoom in on all the stuff that's out there. There's a thing out there that looks like a can of Spam. I mean, it's a rectangular metal container, that's what it looks like, and it looks like it's about the size of a can of Spam. You know, I'm not saying it was Spam, I'm just saying it's a container that looks like
made
that.
Made to look like food.
Well, yeah, it looks like somebody's kitchen blew up. And I don't know. I have no idea what all of this stuff is about. The thing that first made me say kitchen was the bottle and the metal rectangular container.
Yeah. The other comment I have is looking at that rock where the water's running up against it.
Uh-huh.
If that is running water, it's dirty water. Very dirty water.
Well, have you ever seen the Red River here in the United States? There's a reason it's called red, because it runs through red dirt just like that, and the water's
and
red.
It's also got a lot of iron in it. Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it firsthand, but I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a river called the Muddy Boggy, and up in Oklahoma, it is red like this.
Okay, that was my question.
Mm-hmm. Can you see on that rock? Can you see the semicircle of ripples coming back?
Yeah, but I want you to notice something else.
Mm-hmm.
On the far bank.
Yeah.
Those rocks don't look like rocks. There's too many regular or irregular divots in them.
Yeah, but you know something? I think that may be pixelation, because I'm really zoomed in on this thing. If you look at it here, you don't see that. I mean, it's I think it's because of the intense level of zooming in.
Okay.
And because for one thing, each of those squares, notice it goes from all the way on the right side of the picture all the way across to the left side, you see those rectangles. And they're all the same size. I think that's pixelation.
Okay. I just wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is. Which also, by the way, indicates those are further away from this rock than they appear. Because the rock doesn't have that.
No, it doesn't. But that rock is, if it looks blue.
Yeah, it does.
And given the rest of the rocks there, I would suggest it's, and the fact that metal looking container looks blue except for the dust that's on it, that might be a metal dam of some sort.
It could be. And as a matter of fact, if you look in the lower right-hand side of this picture, at first glance, it looks like a big old rock right down there in the lower right-hand corner. But look carefully. It's dented right up at the near the top end of it. There, it has a
stovepipe broke.
Yeah, it's like a stovepipe, but bigger than that, and it's dented around the rim of it, and on the right side of it, it appears to be some type of relief valve kind of structure.
It's a ventilation shaft or something that broke.
Yeah, who knows. This does look, if you get in here and zoom in on this stuff, this looks like somebody's kitchen exploded.
Yeah. All right, that's my comments.
All right, thanks for your comments. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, 623-444-5889. What do you think about this? I mean, on the one hand, I can sit here and tell you that looks just like whatever I've seen right here on Earth. Okay? I can tell you it looks just like that. But I cannot tell you that is what it is, because I'm not there. But it does look like it to me. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is John from Conroe.
Hello, John.
Just wanted to give you some comments.
Okay.
I don't buy the beer bottle. I don't buy the canister.
You don't?
But I do see the anomalous feature that looks like an arroyo stream bed.
Mm-hmm.
That is so obvious. I mean, if you've done any hiking in the desert, you know that that's what a stream bed looks like.
Mm-hmm.
the anomalous thing is on either side of the anomalous stream bed. If you back out of the picture that you currently have up to see the whole thing, the floor of the landscape on either side of what would be the stream bed, I mean, looks like it's got some sandy deposits in it, and I mean that sinuous nature. I've seen that so many times in the desert. I mean, that is the anomaly where the apparent stream flows.
What do you? Okay. Whoops.
All right, I don't buy the pump, but I do.
What do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know what it is, but there is some. I don't know what that is. Okay, you can have breaks in rocks that have some right angles at that scale.
With a round barrel sitting on top of it.
Okay,
them?
Now the thing, just to the left of where the pump is. Okay, there are some angles that break down to the left.
Yeah.
Those look like they're parallel. Now that looks anomalous. Okay, I can't tell you that's a pump.
No, I can't either. But it looks exactly like Brent says. It looks exactly like a pump.
I agree. I agree with you. It could be anything. But the unnatural is what we're trying to identify, and the unnatural thing are the angles on what could be parallel. Concrete features that are on either side of that pump that make a little trench, because it looks like you can see a dark shadow in between, and the angles match each other on either side. Does that make sense? Okay. Well, anyway, that's all I really wanted to say. Just the arroyo looks real. I can see the circular features, that look like they're ripples. I can see all that, and all I can say is it's really interesting, and it looks like arroyos that I've seen in hundreds of places in the desert.
Well, and flowing water does occur in the desert. A lot of people who have never lived in the desert don't think about it, but look, there's coyotes out there, there are groundhogs out there, there are snakes out there, there are rabbits out there in the deserts here on this planet, and they all have to have water, and they live in the desert, so that tells you something, doesn't it? There's flowing water out there somewhere.
The rocks on the upside of that feature has to say a lot as far as the bounding of what could possibly be a stream bed. I mean, that just screams at me, from looking at things on lots of satellite photos and topographic maps and, aerial photos.
Well, okay, good. So you look at a lot of these photographs. Let me ask you this. Do you agree with me that those rectangular features on the far side past this rock, that's probably pixelation over there?
Yeah, probably could be pixelation. Oh, the other thing is on the rock that is kind of cutting across the stream, the little capillary action of the water that creeps up on it, I mean, that's capillary action. That's what I would call it, the water would just be drawn up.
Okay.
On that side. I mean, that makes perfect sense to me. I mean, if that is water, and
it sure looks to me, it looks like water.
Smoking the drapes on Memorial Day, but looks like it could be water.
Let me ask your opinion of this. I showed at the beginning the red hazed picture that NASA gave us, and then I showed one that's half and half, where I've stripped the red haze out of one half, and it's a dramatic difference between them.
But I can still see the stream bed even with the red haze.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I could not see very clearly was the little ripple action on the near side of the rock. I couldn't make that out. I really couldn't make out down at the far end. You know, it look. I don't know what it is, but it looks like some sort of a like a walkway or something going out there and submerging under some ripple action.
Well,
I don't know what it is, but I can see the feature.
You know, as far as a walkway, it could be, you know, a dike.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and this is a volcanic area. The dark rocks, you know, scream volcanics. And so it could be a dike.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I can only describe how it appears.
Well, a dike is a geologic term.
Yeah, I understand.
Something that's penetrated up and been eroded down.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the beyond it looks like a reflection off of the bank.
I have to agree with you.
Yeah.
I have to agree with you on that one.
And it
looks like, you know, if you back off of the picture that you got right now,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and unzoom it. If you can unzoom it from where you are.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, I guess it didn't refresh on my screen. Okay, there we go. Okay, looks like you can get some spill. If this is a stream, you know, I mean, it would take a lot to convince me that it's not some kind of erosional feature that's caused by liquids. But it looks like there could be some spill that occurs near where you say the pump is.
Yeah.
That comes down and then gathers in that area over to the left.
Yeah.
You know, on the downhill side.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that could be totally natural and totally gravity fed.
Sure, it could be. But well, I do think...
It looks like it's at the right area where it could be a spill.
Yeah, and I think there's a ditch there, or as you call it, a trench. The feature that looks like a pump to me, unfortunately, I have to say, I can't make it look like anything else to me. Because, you know, I see tubing coming, what looks like tubing coming off of the near side of it. It looks like some kind of mount underneath. It looks like a barrel shape on the top or a rounded shape on the top. To me, it looks like a pump. I cannot say it is.
Well, I'll say it's definitely anomalous, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't see the tube-like thing in a natural environment. Or that pipe-like thing coming mm-hmm. out of that pump in a natural environment.
Yeah. However, since I can't walk over there and put my hand on it, I cannot say for sure that that is what it is. I can only say, to me, it looks just like pumps I've seen. You know?
Well, so. Okay. Well, I'm not going to argue with you on that one. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I think you're seeing something that looks like a stream-like feature with a spill, and you know, we're on the same page on that one.
Very good. Hey, man, I appreciate your thoughts.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. What about you? 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Bill from Oklahoma.
Hello, Daryl.
Hey, I have a couple comments about the picture. If you zoom out, I noticed two things right away on your picture.
Okay.
The first thing I noticed when you took the red filter away
uh-huh.
is that it looked like it had just rained to me. The whole area just looked like it was wet.
It does. It brightens up. The whole picture brightens up and the ground gets darker when you take that red filter away.
Yep, and then the next thing I noticed right away when you're kind of having this look around, I don't know if you can zoom in on it, but it's something that you have not zoomed in on. It's kind of towards the horizon. To me, it looks like an underpass, and I see like a rectangular with a dark square in the middle.
You're talking about way out there, and are you talking about way out there in that dark area?
Yes.
Well, we can give that
kind of
a try.
In the center, towards the right, top.
We can give it a try. It'll take me a moment to do it, so hang on.
Okay.
So go ahead and describe what you said to you it looks like.
Yeah, it definitely looks like an underpass. I see a top and a left side.
Okay.
And it's kind of in the center, in that dark, you know, like above the red, kind of towards the center right, towards the top a little bit, and it looks like an underpass. And being here in Oklahoma, you go to any, talking about the red dirt here in Oklahoma, you go to any lake and you definitely see that red everywhere here. Mars looks like Oklahoma.
Yes, we used to have a farm in Atoka. So, you know where Atoka is?
Atoka. I do not, but it sounds familiar.
Yeah, down near Durant.
Okay,
and,
I know where.
All right, watch your screen. I think you might be surprised.
Well, I don't see it now. I may have lost it on the Zoom.
Okay, I zoomed in on that line that goes across over there, and it does, to me, appear to be some kind of an overpass. But I'm not saying it is. I mean, it has that appearance, though.
Yeah, I can't tell from that particular picture there on the Zoom. But.
Well, let me zoom back out a little bit. Yeah, here we go. I don't know if that helped any. But, the problem with all of these pictures that NASA lets us have is that all of these pictures, every one of them, is even if they say they're high resolution, they're not high resolution like NASA gets.
Oh, no, because when you zoomed in, you wouldn't get so much insulation if they were.
Right.
They probably get, 100 megabyte download images, and we get, 5 or 6 megabyte image downloads.
All right. Now I'm going to zoom this back to somewhere near the size that it was in the beginning. There we go. That's a strange feature out there.
I think on that zoom, if you would have zoomed in a little bit more towards the right, I think what I'm talking about.
Okay. I'll give it one more shot, but that's pretty time consuming, so I'm not going to do that too much here.
I gotcha.
Okay. Now, if I zoom in, this is just the feature that was in the last zoom will be all the way to the left in this zoom. There is some sort of semicircle feature over there on the left, back in that dark area.
Okay, yeah, I see it now. I followed it this time on the zoom better. It doesn't look as good on the zoom, but yeah, when it's zoomed out, it just looks like an underpass going under.
Uh-huh. Can you hang on during this break?
Sure.
Yeah, hang on. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this.
Too many rock and roll times.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and our discussion of some pretty amazing photographs from the Opportunity Rover on Mars. On the telephone with me, Daryl from Oklahoma. You still with me, Daryl?
I am, actually. It's Bill. I get Daryl all the time.
How do you spell it?
B-I-L-L, like a dollar bill.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought you said Daryl, but okay, Bill.
I get that all the time. I must emphasize some kind of multiple syllables on my one syllable name.
Well, what part of Oklahoma do you live in?
I live in Oklahoma City, actually. And mm-hmm. we have a lake here called, well, close to here, that's called Lake Thunderbird. And it has a nickname, Lake Dirty Bird, because it's so red. There's so much mud in it. Red dirt.
Yeah. Anybody that's ever been to Oklahoma, and I'm pretty sure they also would have this in Georgia, there's some extremely red soil in Oklahoma, and water that flows over it picks up the color.
It sure does, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that picture was very, very cool. It was very interesting, yep. And when you, the first thing I noticed was, hey, it's like it just rained there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's all I had to say. I'll let you go so some other people can call and comment.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right. 623-444-5889. What do you think about this? You know, I'm really not sure what these items are. I can only describe what they look like to me. What do they look like to you? And you know, let's just say that the only thing in here that is anomalous would be liquid water. But see, I don't think liquid water is anomalous at all on Mars. I think Mars is wet. I think it's pretty wet. We've even seen, I think it was the Spirit rover that left tracks in mud. That was on an international televised press conference. It showed that, and looked like mud. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Doc in Arkansas.
Hello, Doc.
I just wanted to tell you it's a very interesting show tonight. And I'm going to tell you right now, the show tonight is definitely one of those shows you have to be seeing what you're talking about.
Well, it helps.
I call and tell you that.
Yeah, it helps if you can see it. On the other hand, you know, if you trust my description of what it looks like, then, you know, you can kind of picture in your head how it looks.
I'm picturing it. I'm doing like the old-time radio, you know. You're mm-hmm. listening to the old days, you know. You're listening to the radio, and that's what I'm doing with you.
Yeah, well, the bottle and the can feature, we had one caller that said, I'm not buying that. I don't think that's what that is. Well, I don't know what it is,
yeah.
But that is what it's shaped like. And it is, for instance, the bottle is what I'm calling a bottle. Is bottle shaped and is that dark color like you have with a beer bottle or some wine bottles. The can feature looks, if you look at my website and you see that metal rectangular can in that picture on my website.
Yep, I'm looking at it right now.
Now blow it apart so that the bottom is just split, blown apart and split across the middle. The top half is laying a little, just a few inches away from the bottom half, and the bottle's laying between them.
Yep.
And it even has the rim around the edge at the top, just like this can does. And now, is it a can? I don't know. You know, is it a can? I don't know. But it's shaped just exactly like that picture on my website.
Uh-huh. Well, I just wanted to call and tell you that, and I did sign up for your conference already on the 1st.
Outstanding. Thank you.
And it was very simple, too, to sign up for it.
Yeah, it is. It only takes a couple of minutes, right?
Yep, this monkey was able to do it, and I got done through it too.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Good one, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. What do you think when you see these pictures? What do you think? First of all, you know, the big mystery to me is why the red haze unless there's something to hide? Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Lasha from Vancouver.
Hello, Lasha.
Hi. You and your pictures, Kevin. You keep me up nights with these pictures.
Well, good.
Do you know that picture where the pump is?
Uh-huh.
And it looks like it's sitting on almost like a board that's sort of been pushed up. It's like maybe on the edge of the board and it's pushed up. You see that long white line it's on?
Mm-hmm. Or a concrete slab.
Well, it looks like almost exactly the same shape of what's underwater in the a little further back.
Okay. That what I said looked to me like a walkway?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm wondering if it's some sort of, you know, machinery that's been flooded away and it was, you know, connected to concrete slabs or connected to something like that.
Well,
it definitely looks like to me to be rubbish or, you know, garbage after a big flood, and then there's still continuing water going through.
Yeah, you know? I don't see any indication here that would make me think this is still functioning.
No.
But it to me, it looks exactly like pumps I've seen right here on Earth.
Yeah.
And does that mean it is? No, it doesn't.
Well,
but it looks like
machinery.
It appears to be some type of machinery. You can even see a little glint of reflection off of the framework under it, directly
yeah,
under
that
barrel.
Yeah, that rectangular square,
mm-hmm.
whether it's an opening of some kind or not,
yeah.
where the tube is coming out. I mean, I don't know how you could look at that and not think it's somehow manufactured.
Well, you can. I mean, you know, people look at things different ways, but
sure.
And it may not be manufactured. That may be some really weird geological anomaly, but I don't think so, and the reason is I've seen things like that that pump water.
But, you know, all throughout that landscape, there's so many shapes that are round.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Mm-hmm.
You know where the bottle was, but above it looks like there's a like a round disc there, and then there's a looks like a big round can.
Oh, I know where you're talking about. Yeah, when you pull back and you're not so zoomed in. Yeah, there. If
right below one of those green arrows,
mm-hmm.
that round thing, it looks
yeah.
like a drum.
Yeah. And I did zoom in on that. I just couldn't tell anything about what does it look like. But it is round, like a
and
barrel.
So is that white round thing there at the very edge of the photo there?
Yeah, on the left?
Right, almost like almost cropped out, yeah.
Okay, now you see the round thing you talked about first?
Yep.
If you look directly below that, it looks like half of some kind of a disc that is... embedded in the ground. Now, I am going to go ahead and zoom in on that.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go ahead and zoom in.
Do you know, I wonder if this is like, you know, rubble after a tsunami or a big flood? Everything broken up and sort of washed downstream?
Well, it could be. The thing about this is... See, well, let me just go ahead and zoom in on it here,
yeah.
and you can see what I'm talking about. The round thing you were talking about, we can see what would be its top on the left side. We can see the shape. It's a convoluted top. Looks like a distributor cap on an automobile to me. I don't think it is, but it has that appearance.
It has that shape.
Uh-huh. And then we have this... circular or half disc embedded in the ground right at the water's edge, but that
yeah.
could be a rock, you know. So there was nothing about this that I could say, well, definitively it looks like this or it looks like that to me. And part of the problem I have in doing the show, part of the problem I have is if I'm using photographs, I need to be able to describe them for those who cannot see the
right.
photograph. And I really, I mean, this thing is not really round. It's more horseshoe-shaped.
Yeah, and to tell you the truth, to me it looks like a toilet seat. Standing upright, you know?
Yeah, it might be. It might be.
It's kind of got that shape.
Here's the rest of part of the toilet over here on the left.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That looks like some kind of a metal tire of some kind.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many weird shapes in here. And somewhere here, there we go. I'm going to show you what I said looks like a spam can.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we have debris and rounded stuff here in the foreground, and right there in the middle of the picture is what I said looks like a spam can. It looks like it's got a label on it.
You're right. It's very strangely colored. You know, another thing I was noticing about the colors of the blue rocks, Kevin,
uh-huh.
is, if you know, in Vancouver, there's this building that has a copper top on it,
uh-huh.
a roof, and it goes green because it's been weathered.
Yeah.
It looks exactly like that, except it's blue. So I'm wondering if this is some sort of oxidized metal in the you know, instead of copper, it's like cobalt or something.
Well, it very well could be. I have no idea what this stuff is. But there, it seems to me to be a collection of too many coincidental shapes.
Absolutely.
And
they don't look natural, do they? Not at all.
I wouldn't think so. But
another thing I noticed is when you zoomed into that, where the guy said he saw the overpass,
uh-huh.
the way in the distance, there was all these things that were pointing up, looked like trees.
I didn't see that.
And there was a repetitive motion of rocks sort of over on the left side that looked very much like pavement chunks.
Hang on just a minute while I readjust this picture, and maybe I can get back to that one. When I'm doing this manual zooming, it is really time-consuming to do it.
Crazy shapes, though. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the one that looks like the overpass. Okay, so... I mean, it looks weird, that's for sure. But now be aware when I zoom on something that's way out there on the horizon and I zoom in a lot like that, you're going to get some weird stuff out there. I see what you're talking about. Honestly, I think that's pixelation.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. But now I'm going to go ahead and zoom in on the thing that I thought he was talking about when he said looks like an overpass. Still does to me. But it looks like, I've seen these in Arizona, natural, geologically formed bridge like that with
now,
a hole under it.
Can you zoom out just that little bit you did the first time he said zoom out a bit from there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can. Okie dokie. Here we go.
See, look at those repetitive white blocks. And the line there, right off to the
yeah.
left, going off to the left, or off to the edge of the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. However, when I zoom out where you can get a sense of what their size is, I don't think those are buildings.
Mm.
But there is a very curious feature over here on the right, and that is stones in a circle.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah, it's like some sort of cistern or something, or...
Yeah, I'm just not sure. Can you hang on during this break?
Sure can.
All right. All right, folks, we're going to step away for a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Stood in between us. Now there's a curve in the road. so sharp it'll make you bleed. We don't talk, we just punch the clock. We can't find each other in the same old gridlock. Maybe a little escape, what we need. Living your love and your work like a dog every morning. The city's a pain like the latte stain on your dress. Granted, a bump in the road, not really a part of the drive. Come on, Kawana, it's alright. You made me believe tonight. Love that makes it so damn good to be alive. Oh, so let's drive away. Let the sunlight chase us on. Coffee shops and the bar. Maybe, maybe it's too late. Maybe, baby, it's just fate. Maybe you take my hand and we'll get in the car. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So let's drive away. Let the sunlight chase us all day.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're on Final Approach. On the telephone with me from Canada, Lasha. Lasha, we're going to have to wrap it up pretty quick because I want to have time for one more call in case somebody's trying to get in. But what is your general impression of all of this?
I think that looks very much like there's been some sort of catastrophe that was flooded out. And you're looking at a whole bunch of broken up machinery that's been washed downstream, and then water has come through and has continued to come through. But I would suspect the water is a lot heavier than water on Earth. It's a lot thicker.
Might be. You know, might be. I want to focus on that circular stone feature, the stone circle over there on the other side. I really don't know that that is something other than natural. It could be completely natural. But it does appear, if you look at the top of the circle, it appears that you have a number of regularly spaced stones, regularly sized stones, put next to each other to form the top of that circle.
It does, almost as if there might have been a whole stone fence around it, or a breakwater of some kind.
Yeah, now it looks like that. Folks, understand, I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm describing its appearance for those who are not able to see. Imagine Stonehenge with all of the stones butted up next to each other so that they're touching each other. That's what that looks like.
But so, you know, Kevin, the repeated patterns are so symmetrical that it has to be something manufactured. The way it looks.
Well, I would say it could be something manufactured. I wouldn't say it has to be. You know, I used to live, well, I've lived everywhere. But at one time I was living in Kosovo. And as you drive from Kosovo down towards Macedonia, just before you get to the border, there is a feature that you would swear is a pyramid. But it's a pyramid shape. But if you look at it carefully, you can tell that it is a natural formation. Really? And it is not constructed. And the way you can tell.
You can look at, Kevin, is that Chris Hatfield is the astronaut from Canada.
Yeah.
And he took a whole bunch of pictures of from the space station of Earth, of all these sort of weird geographic patterns on from Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And check out his website, because I thought of you when I looked at them. I thought, you know, some of these Kevin would love to see.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
I certainly will. All right, I'm going to move along, but thank you so much for the call.
Not a problem. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we have time for one more call, 623-444-5889. Folks, you know, we tend... It's our natural thing. We tend to just gravitate towards whatever's the shiny new best. So we've gravitated towards the Curiosity rover, and it's coming up with phenomenal shots and phenomenal anomalies. And, it's just amazing. But Opportunity's still at work. And Opportunity's still doing fabulous work. And nobody's paying attention. But just on the off chance somebody might pay attention, NASA gave us a shot that is hazed over. You can still see some of the features that we've talked about, but it's harder to see them. Everything is covered in this dull, dirty red haze. And... If I can strip it out of there, then it's something that was added. Right? If somebody adds something to a picture, somebody else can subtract it. If it's in the picture and it's actually embedded in the pixels of the original picture, you can't strip it out of there. You can airbrush it. You can obliterate it, but you can't strip it out of there. And this haze is easily stripped out. And so when I see this, when I see a red sky on Mars, and we know for sure Mars does not have a red sky. It's got a sky the same color as ours. When I see that red sky, I know I'm looking at a red haze that's been installed. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Andy in Nevada.
Hello, Andy.
Yeah, I got to tell you, in looking at your pictures, what this looks like, you know, I live in rural Nevada, and we have nothing but hills and mountains and mine shafts, old mines by the thousands.
Uh-huh.
In fact, if you were here within about a mile and a half, I could take you to four or five places that look like this. So when you say it looks like somebody's kitchen exploded,
uh-huh.
what it looks like to me is that the boys dumped the old miners, you know, just threw all their old tin cans for all their food and everything else out.
Mm-hmm.
And you have certain areas around these mine shafts that are like little junkyards. And then, of course, a lot of the rocks you see are angular and weird-shaped because of the blasting.
Well, where if they're doing all this blasting, where's the hole?
Oh, I don't know. The hole wouldn't necessarily be near, might not even be in the picture.
Uh-huh.
In other words, this would be the stuff that they dragged out and dumped.
Okay.
You know, because what got me thinking really about that was your spam can.
Uh-huh.
Because that 5 gallon castor oil can you had on your websites.
Uh-huh.
Well, both those are, I mean, just laying all over the desert.
Yeah.
You know, in these mining areas. So yeah.
Well, now are you're able to watch the show tonight?
Yes.
When I showed the spam can, did you see on that? What I'm calling a spam can. I'm not saying it's really spam, but, I mean, it's shaped like that. Did you see what looked like a label on it?
No, kind of what I saw was that area was rusted out, and what was in back of it was the color of the rock.
Ah, okay. It could be that, yeah.
Yeah, because that, again, that just looks like... So, you know, because I four-wheel around in the hills and all that, and, I mean, you just see that stuff all over.
All right, we're so almost out of time. Let me ask you about the thing I said looks like a pump. What does that look like to you?
I have no idea. I really don't. It doesn't look like a rock to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It might even be some kind of giant mining machinery, or I can't tell what the size scale is, but some kind of rusted out mining machinery or something. Because
it would not be a whole lot larger than your lawnmower engine. Hey, we're out of time, man. I wish we could keep chatting, but we can't. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Great show.
All right, thanks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's pretty much going to be a wrap for this evening. You know, there's weird stuff on Mars. That's the point. And, you know, there are people that say, well, all you can do is speculate about this. That's true. That's all you can do because you can't go there and verify it. However, when you see a duck... And then you see something later that walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, swims like a duck. Chances are that's probably a duck. Maybe not exactly the same kind, but probably a duck. And sometimes we find things in these pictures that look like a duck, metaphorically speaking. And, you know, obviously, there's something in this picture NASA did not want you to notice. And that's why they gave you all that red haze. All right, that's going to do it. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You may call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time. So long, everybody.